first day, we hadn't been in, I'll say an hour. When Lieutenant Tarr, out of the second platoon, and another boy out of headquarters company by the name of Phil Schramm, they were the first two men in our outfit that got killed. George Tarr, he was Bratz's tank commander. And I can't help but believe that every time Bratz, then your sergeant, would move up to the number one. Well, every time Bratz would get a replacement, within a week or maybe not that long, something would happen that this lieutenant would get hurt or wounded, so Bratz would have to take over again. They offered Bratz a lieutenant rating commission in the field, and Bratz wouldn't take it.
No,
Bratz was a very good man, but he wouldn't take it. Well, then finally the first platoon leader got wounded, and we'd been in action quite a while. So Sergeant Snyder, out of Chicago, Henry Snyder was his name, he moved up to the number one tank, and they offered him a commission, and he took it. In less than a week's time, he was dead. The sniper put a bullet right through his head. But then after Snyder took it, then Bratz took his commission. But we had a, I called them 90-day wonders. These were men that came out of the States and that, and come over and tried to tell us, boy, how we should fight it and this and that. I had a Lieutenant Bell.
I was talking to John McDaniel at the reunion, and he was talking about Lieutenant. He said he was an oddball.
But that's what I say. Then I lost another buddy of mine, this Percy Bowers.
Tell me about that.
He was killed at Avalanche. Now, he was killed in the cemetery there. His tank was knocked out. All of us was out of ammunition. His tank was knocked out. He got out of his tank and was carrying a white flag, crawling back, and some German shot him.